This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site in eastern Colorado will get a major expansion. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
Members of the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes are celebrating the addition of 4,000 acres to the federal preservation site. It marks the location where U.S. soldiers attacked and killed hundreds of Native tribe members living in the area in 1864. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said during a ceremony this week, the land purchase was healing.
Today, with the addition of more sacred lands, we take another important step. This, however, is not the end of a journey.
The purchase doubles the size of the site east of the town of Eads. It's now open to the public for visits and educational tours. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The state has identified a group believed to be behind yesterday's cyber attack that's resulted in the Colorado.gov homepage still being down. Officials say the hackers are with a Russian-speaking cyber group called Killnet. The widespread attack hit other states' websites across the country. Colorado Chief Information Security Officer Ray Yepes says communities need to prepare for cyber attacks that could be much worse.
The water system can be affected by cyber attack. Transit can be affected by cyber attacks. Anything that we do nowadays, our life depends on technology.
A temporary webpage is up, and officials say state services have not been affected. Meanwhile, most of Fremont County's government services are up and running again after a cyber attack shut down that county's online systems in August. Access to vital services was limited for weeks while the county rebuilt its servers. And the Denver suburb of Wheat Ridge was recently targeted by a similar cyber attack. City officials rejected a multi-million-dollar ransom to get their systems back online. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.